We got a word that will be coming from Isaiah, the sixth chapter. Isaiah, the sixth chapter, we want to read. We're getting our preaching topic from Isaiah 6, 8 through 13. Amen. And the word says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me, Isaiah is saying. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed that perceive it not. Make the heart of this people fat. Make their ears heavy. And shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? Amen. And the Lord answered, unto the cities be wasted with inhabitants, and their houses without men, and their land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there be a great forsaken in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return and shall be eaten, and as a till tree, and as a oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Amen. If we have a preaching topic, amen, this afternoon, it will be, send me, Lord. Amen. Send me, Lord. Praise God. We need to be as Isaiah. It said also, he heard the voice of the Lord saying, the Lord is asking a question. And I want to say this morning, in the fear of the Lord, he asking that same question to you and I. Amen. Praise God. Who do we have in the volunteers out here this morning? Who shall I send? Amen. Are we workers of the Lord? Or are we just passing by, just doing and slipping and sliding and don't have a burden for mankind? Amen. I know the Bible said the harvest is plenty and the laborers are few. So I want to say to us this morning, that is my burden and that is my concern this morning. Amen. We need to help, amen, this world. We need to show greatness and goodness to mankind. Souls are perishing. People are leaving from here. And it's sad when they're unprepared and not ready. And we got the solution. Amen, somebody. We have the solution for the problem. We have, amen, the recipe. Praise God. And the recipe is the word of the Lord. Amen. And it's our job not just to come here every Sunday and Wednesday night and, amen, Friday night Bible study, just sit and listen. But we need to go out. Lord, amen. He's asking this question. He's asking this question now. Amen. He said, amen. It said here, also I hear the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Praise God. Whom shall I send? Can he send you? Come on here. Amen. It's time to ask some questions here. And it's time to get some answers. Praise God. It said, and who will go for us? Then said I, Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Amen. Can we get some more witness? Come on, somebody. Amen. Can you say that this morning? Lord, send me. Amen. I want to be a worker of God. I want you to, praise God, to give me the strength to go into these places and help folks, praise God. But so many times we caught up within ourselves. We, amen, just me and mine. Lonely as me and mine doing all right. Me and my household. Everything is going well with thee. Amen. We need to have a burden. I said we need to have a burden, church. Amen. For this dying world, praise God. Amen. Jesus had a burden for this world. Amen. He died on Calvary's cross to seek and save those that was lost, praise God. Amen. John, praise ye the Lord. I said John 3:16. What did he do? For God so loved the world. Where is this love? Come on, somebody. Amen. I said, where is this love for the world? Praise God. Amen. It's just like eating a piece of chocolate cake, praise God. My favorite. I love chocolate cake. Amen. When you eat something, amen. When you see something's good, praise God, you want to share it with others. When you like a slice of good, delicious chocolate cake. Amen. Praise God. It is delicious. Same thing with the world. Oh, taste and see that he is good. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall, I said, but shall have everlasting life. It is our job to share it to the world where they can have everlasting life. Amen. People is amen out here. Amen. They really stress and amen. They don't have what they need to have and don't know who to turn to. But I want to tell you, church, I hope you listen to my Facebook message this morning. You can turn to the Lord. Praise God. You can turn to the Lord. So I want you to know today. I want you, brothers and sisters, to get out of your comfort zones. Amen. Get out of your pity party area. Amen. And go and share. I say, and go and share this good news. Amen. Share it. Praise God. Who? Amen. Amen. The Lord's answered a question. Who shall? I said, who shall I send? Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. I got the same question this morning. Amen. I feel like I'm a teacher. You know how sometimes your teacher or your instructor will ask a question and you raise your hand. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. You ain't got to raise your hand, but I just want to know, who shall I send? Amen. Amen. Can we be like Isaiah? Isaiah said, send me. Do I have some send me this morning? Do I have some send me people this morning? Do I have some send me saints of God? Amen. Let's get a burden. Let's get concerned. Let's get on fire, praise God. Life is short. Hell is hot. Amen. And then the Lord is soon to come. Praise God. And I want to do all we can do for mankind. Amen. Praise God. I said, go and tell the people. Amen. These people needed help just like the world need help. Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see it. Amen. Indeed, but perceive it not. Make the heart of the people fat and make their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with the eyes and hear with the ears and understand with the hearts and convert and be healed. Huh? Amen. You know, that's what the world need to do. Huh? They need to be convert. Conversion need to take place. They need to repent of the sins and be healed. Huh? Praise ye the Lord. Huh? James 5 said the affection prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise God. Do you need healing this morning? I'm here to tell you, church, do you need healing this morning? He can heal the soul. He can heal the mind. He can heal the spirit. Praise God. Amen. Won't he do it this morning? Yes, he will do it. Praise God. Praise God. In order to help others, you first got to help yourself. Amen. So I want to make sure that you got what you need. So you can be a help for somebody else. Praise God. Are you just slacking? Amen. How about your life? Amen. How about your salvation walk with God? Amen. Do you take time? Amen. To read your Bible on a daily basis. Do you take time to call on the Lord and pray and seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he may be near? Praise God. What are you doing? Praise God. Amen. Week in and week out. Are you visiting the sick? Are you, amen, going and help folks that's in need? Amen. His sister May was speaking. Amen. Sickness be in the home. And sometimes folks don't come and don't look like they're visiting that person. Amen. Will you take the time? Come on, somebody. I say, will you take the time? Amen. And knock on the door. Praise God. Be concerned about your neighbors. The Bible said, love your neighbors as you love yourself. Praise God. I know this world is in a bad shape. And sometimes we get our mind on all the things that's happening. But I want to tell you, and we forget what we need to do for God. But can I tell you, gird up. I said, gird up the loins of your mind. Quit worrying about what's happened over here to the left. Quit worrying about what happened over there to the right. And gird up your minds and pull your minds in subjection of the Lord. And let the Lord talk to you. Let the Lord visit with you. Let the Lord show you yourself. So many times people losing out, worrying about everybody else's problems. Worrying about other folks' needs. But you need to say, Lord, it's me. I said, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Praise you, the Lord. Church has a mission. And it's our job as a church to help people. We got plenty of room. We got plenty of room in here. We got room for a lot of people to come in this worship house. Praise God. But what are you doing? I believe there are some Daniel Lennons out there in the world. I believe there are some Jerry Lennons out there that would love to be in the house of God. But it's our job to seek and save those that are lost. But you got to volunteer. You got to volunteer. Do I have any volunteers in here? Who shall I send? Hello, somebody. The Lord is asking the question, who shall I send? Can he send you? Can he send me? Come on, somebody. We need the Lord every step of the way. Let's turn now to Matthew. Praise God, Matthew. Brother Daniel. That done went off. The 9th chapter. Praise you. Thank you. The 9th chapter and the 35th through the 38th verse. All right. That's Matthew, the 9th chapter. Amen. Pray for us. 35 to 38. Notice, we were just reading about Jesus was asking the question, who shall I send? And Isaiah says, send me. Now here Jesus again, he's a busy man. It said, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every, not one or two, but every sickness and every disease among the people. Praise God. So nobody didn't get, everybody got help. Everybody received a blessing. If you need healing, you was able to get healed. Praise God. Amen. If you had diseases, it left among all the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. That will, you know, that situation there when people was fainted and scattered abroad. Amen. That'll make anybody be concerned and not satisfied. See, Jesus, he's not satisfied when there ain't someone to help the sheep. Praise God. They scattered abroad. Amen. They just doing this and doing that. But the Lord like order. The Lord like things done righteous. He want everybody saved. He want everybody to get a piece of the chocolate cake. Come on in here. So what did he do? Then said he unto his disciples, there's a need here, he's trying to say. There's a need here, and we need workers. We need somebody to work and help people to see Christ and do the will of God. Then said he unto his disciples, he said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send for laborers in his harvest. The Lord needs some laborers to work in his vineyard. Amen. Where are the workers? Let me tell you what's going on in society today. You got people that's concerned about only themselves and their household. Long in me and my house, we got beans and rice. We got a place to lay our heads. We good. That ain't good enough. I learned a lot from my mother because she was a person that would do just what I'm preaching about. She would go out to the hedges and highways, and if anybody hungry, she'll feed them. And I'm right there with her. Numerous a Sunday we left this church, not this per se, but the chapel across the hall there. And someone would call Sister Lennon and right after we get home and say, there's a family over here that don't have nothing to eat. My mother would want, she wouldn't even allow us to eat. She said, we're going over here and take care of this needy family. They don't have anything to eat. We have to refrain from eating and go and help and minister to that family that didn't have. Amen. So I learned from that, and when I read these scriptures here, it makes me think we need to be so concerned about others and less concerned about ourselves. Praise God. But we're living in a society now that that's all what matters. People is concerned about their household, what's going on in my family. That's my cousin. Let them other folks handle their own business. This, no. We all are workers together. We all are God creation. And we all supposed to love everybody. We say that. I see a lot of people, Christians, oh, we love you. We'll do this for you. You'll do that. Amen. When you need them the worst, sometimes you can't get nobody. But they can talk and have a testimony. And they can shout. They can run. But I tell you, realness is not from talking. Realness comes from your heart. Amen. And that's what we want to do. Is say, Lord, I'll be a willing vessel for you. Lord, I'll sacrifice my greatness and share it with others. Come on, somebody. If you're eating a bar of candy, and you see somebody over there, maybe don't look like they don't have nothing. Half that bar up, you have half. Hey, you can have the other half. Actually, you can have all of it. I go get me another sticker bar, another Hershey bar. Come on, somebody. That's the way we do as Christians. See, we can't talk this life, but we got to live it. And me looking and seeing, I see we're slacking in that area. Amen. Amen. I see we need to improve. Praise God. So the Lord is letting us know the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. And that's why we have few laborers, because we don't have too many. Send me. Too many people that will say, send me, Lord. I'm ready. All right, let's turn now to Luke. Luke, praise God. Luke, the 15th chapter. And we want to read verses. Let's start at that fourth verse. And I'm going to show you how concerned the Lord is about winning souls and getting that lost sheep. All right. Praise God. Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 4 through 7. And it said, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not he leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he had found it, he laid it on his shoulder, rejoicing. Hello in here. And when he coming home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, it's time to party. It's time to rejoice. Praise God. I left those 99, the Lord is saying, those 99 sheep that were prepared. But I won't satisfy because there was one sheep that was lost. So that was the mission of the Lord. He left those 99 sheep and went, amen, and found that lost sheep. Look at God, church. And when you find that lost sheep, it's rejoicing time. How many know the Lord, even himself, when a lost sheep come in, when a soul gets saved, even one soul gets saved, he rejoices in heaven. Amen. Everybody rejoicing because, praise God, we got one more sheep added to the pastor. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. See, he won't just satisfy just rejoicing with the 99 and amen having sometimes, you know, how we all get together as saints. Amen. We seem like we having a family union. Seem like we having a, amen, just talking and enjoying one another. But our mind need to be concerned of adding to, praise God, that lost sheep, always trying to find more to come in. Amen. Praise God. And that's a type of, amen, outreaching, praise God. We need to have a more concern and a more burden to outreach and try to help somebody and try to show somebody greatness and point them to a better land. Amen. Lift them up and, amen, our fallen brother and point them to a better land. Go out and in the hedges and highways and compel thee to come and say, come on in and let's rejoice together. Amen. I'm not satisfied with, amen, just a few people because there's more that need to come in. But we need to answer this question, who shall I send? We need you to answer the question. The question is asked. But we need your answer to be, send me. Amen. Send me. Praise God. Amen. And we need to really consider this because this is serious business. It bothers me when I see people just, you see how it is in the world today. Anything goes. Everybody just doing a lot of disasters and doing a lot of bad things. Amen. And we got the answer. We got a nice piece of chocolate cake to give to them, and we just eat it on our own and don't share it with others. We got to share this gospel story. We got to share, amen, this greatness of the Lord. Praise God. That's my burden today. Amen. And that's my burden for this year. Praise God. Because we're going to go out, amen, and to the hedges and highways, praise ye the Lord, and witness and show people the greatness of God and let them know what God can do for them. You don't have to stay in that status. You don't have to be down and out. You don't have to be wearied in the journey. There's a better way. Hallelujah in here. Praise God. So let us be up and doing in God's storehouse. Praise God. Plenty of room. Look here. Plenty of room. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I want to read this again. I want to kind of get some good meditation on these scriptures. Selah. Amen. I want to Selah these verses of scriptures here. Praise God. And pause and meditate upon this. Praise God. There's a question asked. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, do it not he leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? I like that. Until he find it. Don't come back and you didn't save that soul, or you didn't find that lost sheep. You didn't make any progress. You seek till you find. And when he had found it, he laid it on the shoulders, rejoicing. That's rejoicing time, huh? And when he coming home, he called together his friends and neighbors. Friends, come on over. Neighbors, amen, I found this lost sheep. Saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Woo! Man, that's a blessing. What that song said. Amazing grace. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amen. Do you remember when you was lost and undone? Do you remember when you was found? When Jesus accepted you? Amen. And you accepted that invitation? And I have that same invitation this morning. Jesus saying to you and I, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. How many need any rest in here this morning? How many know he's a rest giver? Amen. Come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart, and ye shall find rest upon your souls. Come on, somebody. And I thank God I've been resting since, praise God, back in 1976 when I got saved. And I'm so glad I didn't throw the towel in. I'm so glad I didn't quit, because I learned that a quitter would never win and a winner would never quit. We got to keep going on in the name of Jesus. And I'm not going to tell you every day is always Sunday. I'm not going to tell you all the times always, amen, just blessings, it's blessings. But sometimes you have some things that go south and things that don't just go right. But God is still there in those times when things look difficult, when things look hard and look impossible. But God, I said God is there, and he'll be there all the time. He will never. I learned this through my experience with walking with God. He will never leave you. Huh? Amen. You may leave him, but he will never leave you. Not forsake you. He will be with you to the end of the world. And that's what make God God. I don't care how bad things may look. I don't care all these things they take from us. Amen. Look like it's just bad, but it ain't too bad for God. Stay with your head looking up. Keep the victory. How many know the Lord gonna take care of his own? He gonna take care of his sheep. Huh? He gonna provide for us. Provision is made. We don't have to pull our hair out. We don't have to be all weary. My Bible read that he'll take care of his disciples. He'll take care of you and I. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. But thank God I'm gone. I'm gone. I'm gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back for you. And I want to be there waiting on them. I don't want to be doing something quick and lost out. You know how people in these last days, folks is losing out. Folks that used to be saved and sanctified and filled, they slipping by the wayside. And come on, somebody. But we got to keep our walk respectful. And don't let nothing stop you. If you can't help me, please don't stop me. I got advice for you. Move out of my way. I got a race to run. Huh? Come on, somebody. I ain't quitting. I've been running for Jesus a mighty long time, and I ain't got tired yet. Do y'all have my burden? Do you see what I'm saying this morning? Amen. Lord, I want to work for you. You are my boss. You are my employer, and I am your employee. Whatever you say, I will do what you tell me to do. Like one brother preacher said, if you tell me to wear a fur coat in July, I'll put on a fur coat in July. Amen. Praise God. Whatever it take, I do what God tell me to do. And we all need to do what the Lord tell us to do. Praise God. The last verse he'll say, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. So he looked more on that one, more so on the 99 that got everything together. So you see where we're going. Amen. So the Lord is very well interested in us for that lost sheep, that lost soul that need to come in and be on the winning side. Praise God. In order for us to really get a burden, we got to meditate and think that, you know, on how life are today. Souls are perishing. Amen. Dying every day. And they need somebody like you and I that can give them new direction. Amen. Show them a better way. Let them know weeping endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning time. Amen. So let us take interest and responsibility to helping these folks that's destitute, these folks that down and out. Let's take interest. We got to think about that. Because it could have been us. And I want to tell you this. We got to get in a hurry to get it done. I got a scripture to back that up. Work while it is day. Because night is coming when no man can work. Praise God. So may God bless you. Amen. Send me, Lord. Who shall I send? Send me, Lord. Send us all, Lord, to be workers together in the Lord. Thank the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.